As jail administrator Dave Wagner walks me through the Johnson County Jail, he points out mats in a group holding cell that can be rolled out for inmates to sleep on temporarily when there aren't enough beds.
We could have 15 in here. Whatever space we have on the floor, we would use.
The average daily population of the jail has more than tripled since it opened in 1981, but the building has stayed the same size. To double its capacity, Wagner says they installed bunk beds and converted administrative space into extra cells.
It did not improve any of our storage facilities. It did not improve the working conditions for the staff, the safety issues. None of that has improved. It's just we've made do with what we've got.
At one time, the jail became so crowded that inmates were sleeping three to a cell, one in each bunk and one on a mattress on the floor. Retired University of Iowa professor John Neff has been studying the jail. He looked at how high daily populations lead to more fights between prisoners.
There was a threshold of below a certain population of the jail, there were practically no assaults. Above a certain level, there were lots of them. And it's because of the crowding.
Neff says the bond issue debate boils down to this.
We're spending too much money on incarceration. The jail is too small. By any measure, the courthouse is inadequate. Those, I think, almost everybody would agree with that. What they don't agree on is that they came up with the most cost-effective solution.
Meanwhile, to avoid overcrowding, the jail sends prisoners out of the county to be held temporarily. Muscatine County charges $42 a day to house an inmate in their jail. That's actually less expensive than keeping them in Johnson County, about $30 less. But inmate numbers aren't going down. In fact, many are staying for longer. Johnson County Attorney Janet Linus says that's an effect of a slowdown of the court system due to state budget cuts and space constraints.
We are having to postpone hearings, postpone trials, until we can get a judge there. We can't schedule very many cases on one particular day because there's only so many courtrooms for judges to be there to actually hear the cases in. And so we have a longer delay than I think in other places.
In Johnson County, the percentage of felony cases lasting longer than a year has held steady at about twice the state average of 12%. Right now, there are more than 50 Johnson County inmates housed in Muscatine, accounting for about a third of Johnson County's total inmates. One former inmate who would only speak anonymously for privacy concerns was transferred to Marshall County back in 2009. Jailers told him it would be a short stay.
I was in Marshalltown for 22 days. I really didn't understand the rationale of why I was still there.
When they're held out of county, it can be harder for inmates to access their attorneys. If they have a court date, they're bussed back. The schedule is a careful dance coordinated by two full-time staff members. Other inmates told him that being held out of county made it hard to see their families.
Many of their families did not have personal vehicles and they relied on mass transit. It was very difficult for their next of kin to visit because of the distance involved.
But he says that if he could vote tomorrow, he would vote no. Instead, he says he hopes more money is put toward mental health rehabilitation and jail alternative programs. The $43.5 million bond issue for a new jail and expanded courthouse requires a 60% yes vote to pass tomorrow. In Iowa City, I'm Dori Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.